Brian Daboll made some comments. You saw it, so I didn't quite. I kind of turned late.
Quarterback door is open, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it time to rip darts? I mean, it can't, dude. Russ is so bad.
Look, he threw for 4 billion yards last week and
against
they're like,
who?
Yeah.
Against who?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude. I think that team sucks.
And then what did he do?
I tried to prop them up too. I'm so mad at the Cowboys. We're going to talk about them tomorrow or maybe Wednesday. I don't know. I'm so mad at them because I actually stuck up for that defense, and that defense sucks. That team sucks. I'm pissed off about it.
Russ went 18 of 32 for 160 and 2 picks, and I think
he's garbage.
I think he ended up getting a couple chunk plays late.
Who is the worst quarterback in the NFL?
Justin Fields.
You think?
No. Rattler.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, Rattler's the worst.
But then I think it's Russ.
It's Rattler, it's Fields.
I'll take Fields over Russ.
I wouldn't.
I think I will because I could maybe teach him something.
No.
Russ is cooked. No. Dude, the dude's done.
I mean, Justin Fields is never capable of throwing for 450 yards. Never. Never.
All right, you might have me there.
But the next rung is Russ.
Dude, Russ is so bad. What do you have to lose?
Give me Dart and Scataboo.
I know you wanted to wait for the Saints game. That's what we kept thinking about. That they were just gonna wait till the Saints games. But dude, you just can't. That offense is so inept.
Do you want
to? And outside of a bomb to Malik Nabers that you said go get for me, your play has been atrocious.
But here's the thing: go sacrifice Russ at the altar of the Chargers this week, and then you have all of the ammo in the world. Be like, yeah, dog. This ain't it.
I think you sacrifice Russ for the first half. And when the Chargers are up 21-3.
Throw Dart out there. When it doesn't matter, let him get the butterflies out.
The spread's 6.5 right now.
Which is a monster line in the NFL.
Dude, if Jackson Dart came in, the spread would be 5.5. I guarantee you they'd count him for a point. They'd count him for a point because he's not Russell Wilson. I think Jameis Winston would move this line.
Is that the thing? Do they go Jameis here?
No, I think if you pull Russ, you have to put in Dart. Because people are asking why then.
Well, you know why? It'll be the locker room.
Well, I know.
If the locker room doesn't think Dart's ready, you can't put him out there yet.
If the locker room doesn't think Dart's ready, then Russ stays put. I don't think you pull Russ to put Jameis in. I think you have Jameis on that team to teach Jackson Dart.
Russ has been so bad that I think you can make the argument. And I have no information.
Giants fans will lose their mind if Russ is benched for Jameis Winston. They will lose their minds.
I agree. But I'm saying, like, the internal politics.
Oh, I hear you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know any world that Brian Daboll could spin it of benching Russ and not putting Dart in.
I don't think
because he might not be ready, and I don't want to throw him to the Wolves. Chargers.
I don't think you throw him to the Chargers. I have sat on this for what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, that this was the game.
What, the Saints game?
Yeah, you've been on it the entire time. This is the game because they play the Broncos Eagles after that, and you are not going to put him in ahead of that. You've got to get him a game before that.
I love this text, 503-864-6326. The locker room is probably 100% behind Jameis. Of course they are.
That's the dude. That's what I mean. And like that part of it, like that makes me go,
I could see that they are behind him. I guess the way you phrased it made me think that Jackson hadn't won the locker room yet.
I know how guys feel about Jameis.
That was the thought that was going through my brain, was like, oh, maybe Jackson doesn't have the locker room, when no, in reality, it's that 100% Jameis does.
Yeah.
Is Russ a better quarterback than Jameis Winston right now? Probably. I know, but maybe. Probably. If he wasn't, he would be the starter.
Probably. Yeah.
That's fair. I don't think anybody is worried about Russell Wilson's ego. Like, he's happy to be on a team.
Nobody should care at this point.
Nobody should care about his ego. If he's the number two, he's the number two. And if you don't like it, then you can get out.
I will tell you, though, the Cam Scataboo experience, boy, is it fun.
Love it.
I think he had 16 carries that he ended up with?
Dude, Dart and Scataboo.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
the two best names in the NFL.
I'm sorry, he had 16 total touches. He had 10 carries, 6 catches. That was the thing. It's 10 carries for 60 yards, 6 catches for 61.
I love it. It's over 100.
And I'm like,
give it to me.
You're telling me that Scataboo had 16 touches for a $120 and a touchdown? Hell yeah.
I think if I had to put money on it, I think Daboll says this because he's on your path.
Yeah.
He's already known he's going to start Dart against the Saints. Yep. And now he has to, like, control that narrative yep. and lube everybody up.
And behind the scenes, like, when the captains are coming to
also
him.
Also, maybe put a fire in Russ, because you're awful, dude. You're terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even saute anymore. You can't cook.
This is...
You are cooked.
This is managing both ownership, general manager, fan base, locker room. This is why I always talk about this stuff, like, when you're talking about, like, starting lineups and minutes in the NBA, who, you know, starting quarterbacks in the NFL. It is not just who's good enough.
Right.
There's more to it, unless you're so good that it doesn't matter.
And I think there's aspects to Dable that make him really, really good at this. Mm-hmm. Why he is a head coach. I know.
I think Dable's a good coach. I know what, you know, the front office has done and not done has been problematic.
I think you're just with the Giants, man.
Yeah.
I think that's it. You know, you saw how great he was when you give him a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. I mean, most guys are really good with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback, unless your name's Ken Dorsey. Mm. So some guys do mess it up. But Dable's a good coach.
I think so.
I think the Giants are just an impossible situation.
I mean,
unless Dart hits.
And look, here's the thing.
If Dart hits, they're all of a sudden not far away.
No. And the Chiefs win this game. But did they?
Well,
or do the Giants just lose it in every form and fashion?
Well, that's the real question.
Because the Chiefs right now, buddy.
No.
They won that game. If you were a Chiefs fan, you were not feeling good today.
Yeah, and I think we'll have that larger discussion tomorrow or Wednesday, too, of just, it's the antithesis of the Eagles, is it not?
Yeah.
And sometimes in the NFL, mostly in the NFL.
And that's in your division. That's where your running back ended up.
When that window closes, it gets slammed shut.
It's never pretty.